so excited today. I have one of my mentors on with me today. Oh my gosh, I don't ever get to say that. I'd like to introduce my listeners to Kira Foster. And Kira was an instructor for me in my SEO journey. And Kira, it's just so great to have you here. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Lately, I've been talking about animals a lot. So tell me a little bit about your favorite animal, or if you have an animal, or what's your four-legged favorite?
Yeah, so that's my favorite topic to talk about. I love animals. So my favorite animal that's not like domesticated is a giraffe. I love their long legs. I'm very short in nature, so it's kind of opposite of me, which is really cool. So if I were to ever be an animal for a day, it'd be a giraffe to get a different perspective on life. But I actually have three cats and two dogs. Like I said, I love animals. I've always grown up with a lot of them. So
wow.
Having a house full of crazy animals running around is just like the dream life that I'm living.
Oh my gosh, right? I mean, working from home has never had it so good, right?
Yes, exactly. I've got buddies all around me.
My cat and my keyboard have this thing. Mm-hmm. So she tries to go right between me and the keyboard. She doesn't mind sitting on it. And she's like, cracks me up. It's like, and when a cat wants your attention and your love, like they just go grab it. Like there is no question.
I understand that completely. Mine sit directly in front of my keyboard as well, or they lay on top of it.
A fun story
of when I first started my job at MPXL. I think it was maybe a month after I started, my cat had laid on my keyboard and sent a bunch of numbers to the entire company in all separate messages. So it was like, ping, 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 ping. And I was so embarrassed.
Oh my God. You're like, nice to meet you. Hi. By the way, that was my cat's tail.
Exactly. But you know, we bring it back every year on the anniversary of when it happened, and everybody loves it.
I'm really surprised that hasn't happened to me.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess I'm just lucky, that's funny. So yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do in SEO? Maybe explain to those who don't understand, like one of the things I like to say about search engine optimization is like, how to get seen, how to get heard, it seems like every 5 minutes Google's changing how to rank. And it seems like trying to keep, I just met with someone who's doing a Google business profile. That's just gone through a huge huge change.
Yep.
And where they used to be seen a lot, now they're not. And we're trying to kind of discern some of the nuances of that. So maybe just talk to me a little bit about kind of what your approaches and how to, I know you can't say in our short time on our podcast how to tackle that monster, but
sure.
But maybe just share like, you know, what got you into it and then what's fun about it and then maybe some things that work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started my SEO career not knowing what SEO was at all. I started at a local insurance agency and it was more of a self-teaching kind of gig. They said, here's SEO, figure out how to do it to our website. And so that was my introduction. I'm more of a visual learner instead of a self learner. And so it wasn't as beneficial to me as my next internship following it, where I was actually doing SEO for clients because I was working in a full service web agency. So those two internships are really what started my SEO career. I was at my second internship for about 4 months, and then I was hired on full time, and I worked there for about a year until I was let go due to COVID. That was a really, really tough time because I applied to upwards of probably 50 or 60 places online. I only heard back from four, and I got one offer, and that was from NPXL. And
oh my goodness, tell us what NPXL stands for, because that's kind of a new name.
Yeah, yeah. Sure thing. So the NP is Neil Patel. He's the founder of the NP companies, the NP brand. So we do have sister companies around the US, even outside of the US. But NPXL is the small business division of our company, and that's the one I work at.
Wow. I know. I think it's so interesting. Like, it was rather short-sighted of people to let people go who were doing SEO, because the online presence just, you know, went up just by leaps and leaps and leaps,
right.
You know, it's like, it seems a little sad in retrospect they let you go, but how lucky for you.
I know, honestly, it couldn't have worked out any better for me, because man, I love my job with NV Excel. It's really, I've learned so much. I've advanced so quickly, which has been an awesome opportunity for me. It was one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be passionate. I'm going to love the work I'm doing, and I want to advance as quickly as possible. And you know what? The management and leadership team was amazing, because they made that happen, because it was part of my career path. And it's just really awesome how they really take into consideration your wants and your dreams and your passions. So it's been amazing.
One thing I have to share with everybody is I took a 10-week program, mm-hmm. certification in SEO, and Kira was one of our instructors. And one of your gifts, which I haven't mastered at all, is it's sort of a double-edged sword of things that you can do so beautifully, which is you can find mistakes without making people feel bad that they made them. And I think that's amazing.
You said, yeah, because you know what, Erica, that's something that I really prioritize. Constructive feedback is really, really good unless it like makes somebody feel like they're not doing well. And so it's something that I've really had to put into practice, because I'm very, I guess, aware of that kind of stuff. And I want to be, and like I said, if you're taking feedback that seems really, really critical and really, really, I would say mean, it's not going to land as the person giving the feedback wanted it to. And so that's why I really try to provide feedback in such a constructive way that people take it and are like, yeah, I can do that. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to be better.
What are some of the things that you just typically see people flub? Just like what are some of the things that you, when you look at a site, that you go, oh my goodness, like, I wish I was in a position where I could tell them X, Y, Z. What are some of the things that you just sort of see that people just sort of like, you know, generally get wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Keyword stuffing is a big one. That is a really, really bad black hat tactic that Google has cracked down on really hard. So Google can tell when you're like trying to squeeze keywords into meta descriptions, title tags, headers.
That's okay. Sorry. You know what?
Sorry,
we like the dogs barking. That's actually part of what I love about my life. Awesome. And we're just going to say sort of hi and acknowledge the dog. Hi.
All right. Okay. Sounds great.
They feel better. All right. So yeah. And I think the keyword stuffing piece, I mean, definitely early on in SEO, that's what you did. You went in and you just stuffed. You just put in as many frequent, as many times you could say the word, like that's what kind of the status quo was. And then, but it became where people took advantage of it and ranked up with it. But then there was like, it was all fluff. It was just that keyword and not the answer to whatever the question was, right?
Exactly. And usually like when that happens, a lot of times it's just ingrained into their websites. They did it at the very beginning and haven't fixed it since. And so that's where those Google algorithm updates hit websites hard, because they start reverting what used to be a best practice and is now a black hat tactic, which can really, really be detrimental to a website.
Okay, and what else? What's one more thing?
Yeah, so another one is header structures, heading ones, heading twos on pages. So best practice is to have at least one H1, but no more than one H1. So at least and at most one. This kind of helps Google have a basic idea of what the page is about. And if there's multiple, then you're confusing Google. You may even be confusing users, because you're talking about different, such drastically different topics in these quote unquote, most important headers.
I think that's so true. I mean, it's funny when I had this one client and I actually just took all their old blogs, because they were still getting traffic. They were actually pretty great. I mean, the content was so good.
Yes.
And their headlines were, they used headlines like fanatically. It was like, it's like, to me, when I'm reading it, it feels like they're shouting at me.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it feels like they're like yelling or something.
Yeah.
And so I said, you can only have one. And they were all like, huh? And I'm like, well, that's a basic. That's not like complicated. That's like just have one per page. And I think it's funny because I think, I love that you're just kind of bringing this up and letting us all kind of share and talk about like how to make things excellent. And what about for a brand new website, what's some ways to start showing up? Because it can be kind of challenging for a brand new website to just, you know, get seen or heard.
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing is creating a really good foundation. So you don't want to start off on the wrong foot. So working with a reputable web developer for one and creating a website from the ground up with best practices in mind is definitely something worth spending money on. Obviously, a lot of web agencies are a lot cheaper, but you really do get what you pay for. And so the cheaper the website, the more likely it's not going to be done as accurately.
or it'll be like so cookie cutter that it can't possibly or it'll just be like they'll go in and replicate something they did before and you'll be like, ouch, that hurts. It's just been so much fun. I know that people can actually hire your company to do a lot of this, so why don't you just tell us, actually spend a minute or two on what your company does, and then tell people how we can get a hold of you to find out more.
Yeah, that sounds good. So NPXL does not only SEO, but we also do paid media, content writing, email marketing, pretty much the works. So if you're interested in any of those services, you can definitely go to npxl.com. Or if you're a larger enterprise company, you can go to npdigital.com, follow the user journey of the website, and you should be able to get to where you need to go.
I love that. Of course they can. I mean, I think a lot of companies struggle with like the user signing up or signing in, or how do you give their name, or how do you lead capture? And you guys do a great job. Definitely a role model for me. Thank you for coming, Kira Foster. I'm so glad you could have this time with me, and enjoy the rest of your day with your animals.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Erica. Thank you.